I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Unlike staying at a hotel, a cruise requires that you pay for your trip before you go. So for those of you who still haven't taken the plunge, cruise lines now have extra short trips where you can, pardon the pun, get your feet wet. Most cruises run between 4 and 7 days, but now we're seeing more and more itineraries that are just 2 or 3 days long. Royal Caribbean has 2-night cruises from Miami to the Bahamas and back. And get this, it only costs about $70 per person per day. When you factor in all the food and entertainment that's included, it's practically cheaper than staying home. Princess has 2-night cruises out of Los Angeles, heading to Ensenada, Mexico. Those start from about $200 a person. Last, but certainly not least, Disney Cruise Lines has a 3-night option on the Disney Dream. Consider it a test run for your family before you commit to a longer trip at sea. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.